Well, we'll ask those questions and more to the CEO of the Melbourne Football Club who's just wandered in, Gary Peart. Good evening, Gary. Nice to see you.
Hey, guys.
Hey, the boys will ask you questions about footy, etc., but we were mentioning off the top for a game that hasn't been in the calendar for very long. It has become such a wonderful, wonderful part of the Anzac experience.
Oh, there's no doubt about that, and I think it's developed its own character with a night game. And, you know, one of the great things about this game is you'll not only get Melbourne and Richmond supporters, you actually get a lot of footy people that go, I just want to experience it and be part of it. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of people in the crowd that barrack for all the different clubs, but it's certainly created its own dynamic and character.
What are the numbers tonight, Purdy, saying? What are you saying in terms of crowd?
Yeah, I think we might have been expecting, say, closer to the 80,000, but I think with what's happening with the trains and also Melbourne's not playing at its best, you're probably going to get in the 70 to 75.
We're just talking about, Purdy, the condition of the Melbourne players at the start of the pre-season. You tell us straight, did the players return substandard, excuse me?
Oh, look, I think there'd be some players that would sit there and go, we had 14 operations, and a lot of those were quite serious operations where you're not getting the full pre-season. And so often when we talk to a player that has a great start to the year, the first thing they say is, because it was I had a full pre-season, I was 100% fit. We've actually had quite a few players that were on set programs to recover from knees or ankles or shoulder operations. Some of them had a week or two preparation coming into the season. It's not an excuse. It happens with every club. You've got to keep in mind the teams like Melbourne that finished the season late, the shortest preparation we've ever had. So there was 10 major training sessions less in the pre-season because of the break the Players Association make sure the group has. So, you know, there would be some players. 14 operations in the off-season is a lot, and it would have affected what we'd call an ideal preparation for quite a few of the players.
Purdy, I just said before, I think Melbourne, I think they can regroup and go again, but if they were to get done tonight, what would be the direction of you, the leader? Would you be asking questions, or would you just let it play along as it is?
Well, I think that I don't need to sit there every week and ask the questions. Like,
no, but after 6 weeks.
Yeah, but the thing is, as a CEO, what I've got to know is the coaches are right, the players, the list is the best it can be. And the thing that I have picked up in my time at Melbourne is I've got 100% confidence in Goody and the assistant coaches and the program. Now, we're not executing. So we look at a lot of the ways we're playing games. But if you're not executing your skills and you're turning it over, all of a sudden, as we've got a wave of players running down in an attempt to score and it turns around, our back line, we see it every single game, are being put under quick turnaround pressure, which means that we're getting scored against. So really it's going to come down to getting our execution right. I think everyone looks at the effort going, the guys are throwing everything into it. Quite often, if you're not winning, you're actually working harder because you're actually having to chase the ball. But so much is going to be about execution.
Purdy, there's obviously stories and rumours around today about some players being disgruntled, senior players being disgruntled, which is a far cry from the end of last year. Everyone seemed happy, everyone was seen up and about. Obviously, we're not inside the four walls, but can you comment on that?
Yeah, well, I think your point is a really good one, which is all the comments are coming from outside of the club. And, you know, everyone said how great the club was last year when we won a couple of finals. Nothing's changed. But if the reality is, if you're near the bottom of the ladder and you haven't had a great start to the year, there'll be all sorts of articles, all sorts of reasons, all sorts of cracks that are in the club. The reality in the team, in the club, that's all non-existent. It's stuff that we wouldn't even bother to discuss.
So specifically, Purdy, I think, Brownie, you're referring to a report that there is some sort of issue between the players and assistant coach Brendan McCartney, who we've all known in football for a long time. Have you made any sort of... Have you asked any questions about specifically that relationship with Macca?
I don't have to ask the questions. I already know dynamic of the coaches. I've sat in there in the pre-season. I've sat in their meetings even in recent weeks. Is Macca and the assistant coaches, I love the fact that they challenge each other. That's why they're there. But this is a great dynamic. It's one of the best things about the footy program and one of the things I admire. But I can tell you now, there's not a single person within the club actually thinking or even exploring that. The program's in good shape. We've just got to transfer it out onto the field.
Purdy, spending a bit of time down the bottom myself over the last few years, has anything changed in terms of You've gone paintballing? Have the players gone go-karting? Has it got to crisis stage yet? Because I know we've tried some weird and wonderful things, or is it just business as usual?
Well, it's business as usual at the moment, but they do a lot of work just to freshen things up. So they'll do training at different locations, or we'll have social functions. But, at this stage, they're all things that were planned and put in place everywhere anyway. But as you know, sometimes you've got to get away from just the grind of going through all the same effort, the same routine, and just to freshen things up. And one of the things we're going to see tonight is we've got quite a few changes in the player group. You know, you've got some faster, more running, agile players, and I think you'll see Melbourne play slightly differently tonight. And that we want to mix it up and sort of generate the results out on the field.
We are speaking to the Melbourne CEO, Gary Peart, on Triple M Football. Here's Nathan Brown.
We discussed Jordan Lewis off the top, copped some criticism from Kane Corns. Obviously, Jordan's a big boy. He's played a lot of footy, can handle himself. But from a club point of view, do you go and defend him, or how do you feel about the comments that were made about him?
A couple of weeks ago it was Nathan Jones, and then he was best on the ground for us the next week, and it's Louis this week. And my view for all these things, I think we've all been in the game long enough. The only way you stop this stuff is win 1, 2, 3 games in a row, and then all of a sudden all these issues seem to magically disappear. So, we look at Louis as someone, his leadership, his skills, he's so important around the club. He's been such an amazing player, and his contribution, over a long period of time, comes back for his first game when, let's face it, not too many of the players had their best efforts, and all of a sudden he's targeted, and probably it's a bit of an easy target under the circumstance, but he's a much loved and valued player at the club.
Purdy, you said before you might play a bit differently tonight. What do you mean by that?
Well, you're going to have to see that roll out.
Put your coaches on,
Purdy. Not going to get me to go through all the game strategy.
More run. You're meaning more run?
Well, yeah. I think you look at the players we've brought in. They're deliberately players that are going to run, that they're going to be able to get up and down the ground. I mean, you look at the start of the season, what we've done, we've got it into our forward line a lot, but we haven't been able to keep it in there. So we keep it in there and all of a sudden we score more. The same thing also is if we turn it over, we haven't been able to get back into defence to support the defenders, and we're being scored against too easily. So tonight, hopefully, you're going to see greater run and greater up and down.
Just before you go, Purdy, how you're coping with the, you used to deal with Joffa over there at Collingwood. All of a sudden, you're dealing with the heads of society over here at Melbourne. How's the difference in working relationships going there?
Well, it's going very well, but the thing I've worked out, BT, in the off-season, they're actually quite different personalities. But when you lose a few games in a row, the emails you receive are very, very similar. So I've got the same standard responses to them, but they're all very passionate, which I love.
Gary, just before we let you go, I don't want to delve into commercial sensitivities, but Dale told us at Carlton a couple of years ago he pretty much reduced his contract. Brian said he'd done similar things in the media. Now, you used to head up Triple M. Do you ever remember wandering into negotiations with Brian and he said, Gary, I'd like to get paid less?
Right. So I did a lot of BT's contracts. They never, ever went back.
Right.
He's the only thing that went backwards, his availability and work ethic. Yeah. He was less and less available, wanted more and more money. So I don't know how that worked out.
I think we can say myth busted there, Brian.
No, that's the JB theory.
Gary, we appreciate it. Best of luck. Good luck to you and the team.
Thanks,
it's nice
guys.
To speak to the CEO of the Melbourne Footy Club.